What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I've been checking this guy's channel out, and he's been doing interviews where that's the last place I went to go visit before I got, you know, kicked out of because of COVID or whatever. Or during the COVID or the pandemic. That's Huntington Beach. That's the pier. Right behind him is Duke's Restaurant. It used to be called something else, and that place is like really overpriced for the food quality. Any case, I just wanted to share this with you because I want to show you the type of mindset that has moved into my hometown. Check this shit out.
DeSantis person, or are you more of a Joe Biden person?
I'm more of an independent person. I'm not a Biden person.
Can you hear it in his voice? What type of fucking character he is? Can you hear it in his voice what type of person he is?
But I just think Trump is the worst president of my lifetime, and I don't want to do this again. Every morning now with Biden, I wake up in the morning and it's so much less stress.
Well, he's not awake when you're...
Fuck, dude. This is what I'm talking about. Moved into my hometown.
Awake.
That's a good point. It's so much less stress having anybody in there but Trump.
I kind of knew it was coming. At this point, just out of spite for the way the coordinated effort of the media and the lies and the smear campaign that went on for 6 years, and what do we get in return? A soaring economy, energy independence, secure border, no foreign wars. So that was a big one. It was a big one. I think that Trump did a great job. So at this point, all the smear campaign that they did and the way they made that man's life a living hell, he's got my vote.
So that's the original Huntington Beach. That's what Huntington Beach used to fucking sound like. Like across the board, Huntington Beach used to sound like that. There was no fucking in between. There was no I don't know. It was just, yeah, we're gonna fucking vote for the politician that we believe is right because of this, this, and that. And what moved in was the first guy you see there. And they're not, like, conservatives aren't quite outnumbered, but it's getting there. It's starting to overwhelm... Starting to overwhelm the city. And this is why I go so hard on Maui. Because if I can lose my hometown to that bullshit, imagine how far deep they are, you know, in their hometown, in their cities. The city of Huntington Beach has been replaced. Almost. But Maui still has a fighting chance. If those people get together, they can fucking overthrow the bullshit that's going on there with those corporations and the lies from the media that's right now it's on the fence. Right now their media is on the fence about welcoming in celebrities to help and do all this other shit. They don't want to poke the bear of Hawaiian Electric. But make no mistake, they need to fucking go after those politicians, because twice in a row, or I don't even know if it's in a row, because it like apparently there was a fire in 2018. And it got so bad now. It got so bad now that they had to like contain half the fucking island in order, you know, they had to put up a fence wall to prevent people from looting and, you know, spreading any contaminants. Like, a fence wall is going to give a fuck about the contaminants. Like, come on, dude. That's a bunch of bullshit. They just wanted to fucking have a black screen so that they can, you know, come up with the plan. It's a veil of illusion. It's designed to make it look as though they gave a fuck. All that ash and all that chemical and all that shit, it's gonna blow right over that fence and into people's lungs. Get the fuck out of here. So, sorry, swallowing my spit. My bigger thing is, the people need to stop falling for these fucking decoys. They need to stop falling for these people that are, you know, these companies. They need to stop listening to what they say. They need to stop letting these politicians fall into the pockets of these companies and just take initiative, hire another company, another attorney, somebody who's, you know, not in the pockets of those fucking pussies. And by pussies, I mean those companies and the politicians. And go after them hard. Go after the city hard and go after the company hard. Because apparently Hawaiian Electric stock went up after the fire. How did that happen? How did the fuck did that happen? Something to think about. Guard your heart.